Good evening. Welcome to the Genoa Township Board of Trustees regular meeting. This is February 6th, 2020. The time is 6:30 p.m. At this time, I would like to ask Mr. Myers to call roll.
Absolutely. Roll call, Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Here.
Roll call, Ms. Goodman.
Here. Also present this evening, we have Deputy Chief Chivali from Police, Chief Gamel from Police, Chief Honeycutt from Fire, Joe Schaefer from Development and Zoning, Deputy Chief Ponzi from Fire, Bob Matthews from the Maintenance Department, Paul Wise, Administration, and Leslie Strader, the Communications Director. I would like to ask the Troop 85 from St. Paul's Church to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this evening. Please stand.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Troop 85. Great job. For the record, a full and accurate account of this meeting's audio can be found at www.genoatwp.com. Our first order of business this evening is from the Fire Department. Chief Honeycutt.
Thank you. This evening we're going to swear in a couple new firefighters. First, I would request a motion to hire Corey Dibert, effective February 11th, 2020, as a firefighter paramedic.
I move to hire Corey Dibert to the position of full-time firefighter / paramedic with the Genoa Township Fire Department, effective February 11th, 2020. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Vaughn.
Roll call, Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes. Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. I'd just like to state that Corey, he currently, well, up until today anyways, has worked at Westerville Fire Department, Concord Township Fire Department, and City of Worthington Fire Department. So hopefully he can fit us in there, right? Yeah.
Is that all you need, Jim?
Yeah, go ahead. Corey, why don't you go ahead and introduce who you brought with you today?
I brought my wife, Bryn, with me, and my son, Camden, and my mother, Tracy.
Okay, next I would request a motion to hire Nick Lighthizer as a firefighter paramedic effective February 12, 2020. Nick currently works at Clinton Township and Orange Township, and he's going to be joining us also.
I move to hire Nicholas Lighthizer to the position of full-time firefighter / paramedic with the Genoa Township Fire Department, effective February 12, 2020. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes. Motion carries.
Faithfully discharge
why don't you come around and introduce who you brought with you.
I brought my parents, Lauren and Mary. I also brought family friends, Randy and Therese Harmon. Also my hockey coach growing up and some firefighters from Clinton Township and Turo Township.
They're going to go ahead and recess for some cake and ice cream at the fire station. So,
are you bringing leftovers?
We can.
That's never happened.
Never. No.
So they're going to go ahead and leave now then.
Thank you. There'll be a brief pause while folks sleep. Go for the cake and ice cream. At this time, we will have comments from county, state, or public officials. And this evening, we have Doug Sams with us from the Delaware County Health District. Welcome, Doug.
Thank you. Doug Sams, Delaware General Health District. I've brought packets for the three trustees. They're actually a welcoming packet for the new trustees. But since I know the existing ones have not received them, that will only fair that you guys get them. Also brought them for Pat and the administrator, Paul. Feel free to share that information that's in there. It's contact numbers showing what the programs are and who we can contact, the welcoming letter that we try to send out to every new resident in the jurisdiction, as well as the community profile. It also talks a little bit about health in all policies that we're trying to implement and hopefully make sure that everybody that's setting policies in the county takes into the fact health in those policies and how it can affect health to the residents.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions for? Okay. Thank you so much. All right. At this time, we will do public comment. If you wish to make a public comment, please come forward to the microphone. Be sure that you give your name and full address, and Mr. Myers will be timing via our gadget. Got a name, I'm sure. Who would like to speak this evening?
Good evening. I'm Sarah Walsh, 5618 Austin Grove Drive. This evening, I am pleased to say, on behalf of the Genoa Township Citizen Police Academy Alumni Association, collected by and from the 2019 graduating class of the Citizen Police Academy, I would like to present the trustees a check with a donation for $625. We would like to say that we have been so pleased with our police department. We are hoping that this will benefit the department, maybe future police academies, as well as thank all the officers and staff for all the great work they do for us as citizens.
Thank you. We graciously accept that and appreciate the generosity of the 2019 class. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
Okay, Connie, you want to go to page 2 and go ahead and accept it? Since we're
do I have that?
Mm-hmm.
Since we're right there. There we go. All right, you're on a different page. Sorry.
I was told to go early.
No, you're fine.
You're fine.
You are just fine. It's me. I had to find it. I move to graciously accept the donation of $625 from Genoa Township Citizen Police Academy Alumni Association for the police department. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. And any discussion on this? Other than thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. How was the money raised?
They asked if anyone was willing to donate and literally kind of passed a hat and then gave it to us and asked us if we would tender it to the township for the police department. Yes.
Thank you very much.
I have a question as well. Do you have any specific requests as to how you would like the money spent?
Well, obviously, at the needs of the department, we would love for it to go to future citizen police academies. But if there's a need of the department, we would defer to the chief. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes. Motion carries. And I'm passing the check to Mr. Meyer so I don't lose it. Very good. Additional public comment. Mr. Carter?
Jim Carter, 4493 South Old 3C Highway. As a member of Genoa Township Residents for Responsible Development, I thought it was a good time to just say thank you to the residents for everything they've done to support us with responsible development over the last couple years. And even before the formation of Genoa Township Residents for Responsible Development, there were active citizens that did not want to see irresponsible or high-density development in the township. And it took its course over time. The population of Genoa Township is educated, smart, and successful. They pay attention to what's going on in our township. The effort to keep development responsible in our township has come at a cost, both time and money, to our residents through contributions, talking to other people, and it's been a long road, but it's worked well. There have been good things and there have been some bad things. We've had some developments where developers saw what Genoa Township is all about, and they came in at lower densities. And they even followed the recommendations of the Zoning Commission, the last recommendation, particularly in the Hawk's Nest development of 1.35 density. But they've been very clear they don't want irresponsible development. They don't like negative, misleading political ads. They were involved in the development of the 2016 Comprehensive Plan of 2016 and sent a very strong message during the referendum and pursuant actions beyond that. We still have a ways to go. Our zoning documents, looking at Galena's zoning document, which some members of GTRD were very helpful up there, and Champion pulled out, it would have been a very, very tough thing for our township to accept with all the additional traffic and everything, and that really helped up there, and I'm very thankful for them. But we still have ways to go. We have a 1.8-2.2 density as a top right now, and even though it's been suggested that nobody else has come in, people will come in, just like Champion and other places. They will come in. I think now is a good time to look at who are overlay. Our planning areas were very good. I know Mr. Schaefer had suggested that you can't have arbitrary things like roads or something. You have to have a reason. But if you look at Orange Township, some of the other townships, they do have those types of things. We have a corner, the northeast corner, that's could eventually become possible annexed by Galena if they pick up some properties in between. I don't really know how we got sewer into Genoa Township as far as our actions. It was way before my time, but maybe we could do something in the new zoning that would preclude somebody else from taking that from us, as that happens sometimes. But for now, it's the old planning areas were great. They worked well. Planning Area 5 had 1.1, 1.35, and we've got that. Now it was a suggestion of the Zoning Commission, an unanimous suggestion, and where it was 1.8, 2.2, it was always recognized that in the comprehensive plan by actions and zoning area. I'll wrap up. Give me about 10 seconds. That's pretty much built out. So if we go with planning area 5 the way it was, and even 4, now with the setbacks, that would give a rural feel. Let the builders be there. That's responsible on our part. But I would suggest on the side of the lake, planning areas 2 and 3, that you look for something lower. But I think we need to close that gap before somebody does something, and we have to do what they had to do in Galena and other places. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak this evening? Seeing none, we will move on to the fiscal officer report. Mr. Myers.
Thank you. First, I have multiple meeting minutes were sent to you for your approval. November 13th, regular trustee. December 2nd, zoning trustee. December 5th, regular trustee. December 9th, special trustee. December 11th, special trustee meeting. And December 16th, special trustee meeting. Ask for approval.
I move to approve the following meeting minutes. November 13, 2019, regular trustee meeting. December 2, 2019, zoning trustee meeting. December 5, 2019, regular trustee meeting. December 9, 2019, special trustee meeting. December 11, 2019, special trustee meeting. And December 16, 2020, special trustee meeting. Is there a second?
Yeah.
2019, as corrected here. Sorry. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the minutes? Mr. Myers?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
I'm going to abstain because I wasn't part of this meeting.
Okay. And Ms. Goodman?
Yes, motion carries.
Second is December financials. We have closed out the year, and the financials are up to date. No outstanding items on the financials. Currently balanced $27,692,684.34. Of that, currently, there's $27,420,692.20 in pooled investments and primary checking of $271,992.14. We did move some money into primary checking yesterday and waiting for our advance, which we got. Sherry Baker said today we're getting our advance by Friday. So it's going to be good there. So we should have that tomorrow. I'll have these for your review and signature. If you have any questions, feel free to fire them my way. Next, you were presented in your packet with the estimated resources from the Budget Commission from George Cates' office. So you'll see the unaccounted balance starting January 1 was $20,495,431.02. That figure does not include, that's minus of carryover POs, money in reserve balance accounts and so forth. The total of $39,942,32.75 is the total resources. That includes police station money as well. That being said, because we now have the resources, you guys have already done the appropriations for the year for the budget. You did a temporary appropriations. So I would ask for approval of the appropriations as presented for 2020 in total amount of $19,695,746.19.
Okay. I move to approve the 2020 Genoa Township permanent appropriations as presented in the amount of $19,695,746.19. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion?
Madam Chair, the only thing, and I think, Pat, once again, we need to just remind ourselves as well as everyone else that, you know, that $39 million, almost $40 million isn't money we just sitting around that we can spend for everything and anything. Other than general fund monies, which we have 4.5 according to this, everything else is really committed to some specific purpose or use.
Right.
Most of those being also based on levies that passed, police, fire, and road.
Right.
So that's something that we just have to continue to remind ourselves and others about, that even though financially we aren't in bad shape, we aren't flush with money.
Right.
So. Thank you for that reminder.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
I would make a point on the financials before I go to my last item. When you're looking at the financials, trustees, on the cash summary by fund, you'll see the police capital, the police station capital project 4904. It's the second one, it's next to last one. That shows you the revenue that we brought in for the police station. As you go over, it shows expenditures and also transfer outs. So it shows you everything that was spent in the pool balance that's remaining. So currently, $140,358.60 has been spent on POs and expenditures, and $805,284.07 has gone out for payback to the general fund for the land and the things we've done there. So there's still almost $6.1 million in that fund as we continue to build the police station. And there is a gentleman here tonight that will talk about that at some point. But I wanted to let you know that's always on that form there, okay? And then in the back of the financials, you can go to revenue summary, and it breaks it out by fund within 4904. But the 4904 will at least show you this is the money we had, This is what's spent. This is what was transferred out, which would be to pay the general fund back, and then that's our remaining balance. Okay?
Thank
Anytime you.
You
want a snapshot of that, or, hey, you know, I wonder what that looks like right now, email Donna, and she'll snap it over to you. Okay? Fair enough?
Good. Thank you.
And lastly, this appropriation was already approved temporarily and permanently, but we didn't do the PO to pay the $1.5 million-plus dollars for their medical insurance for the year of 2020 for self-insurance. So it's, we need to get that PO taken care of. So if I could get a approval blanket purchase order for the medical insurance, please.
I move to approve a 2020 blanket purchase order in the amount of $1,593,200 for medical insurance payments, effective January 1, 2020. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion? Mr. Myers?
We'll call Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Bowen?
Yes.
Ms. Good.
Yes. Motion carries.
I have nothing else unless you have something for me.
I have nothing? Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
At this time, we will do trustee comments. Are there comments this evening?
I have some. First of all, I see a former trustee, D'Antonio, is in the audience, so I just want to thank him for his service for the last 4 years. Also, I haven't had an opportunity to have trustee comments since elected, so I just want to thank the voters for electing me. And also to thank the staff. I've been in office for a month, and I'm just so happy. And staff has welcomed me. They've been supportive. They've helped me. So I just want to thank everyone for giving me a smooth transition into this new role. I was invited by the Parks Committee last night, and I see Molly is in attendance tonight, so I want to thank them for the invitation. The Parks Committee is doing some great things, coming up with a parks plan, which I have become aware is very important when you're applying for grants, so I'm excited for the work that they're doing, and I want to thank them for their hard work. And lastly, that's it. Sorry, I thought I had one more thing, but I took care of it.
Anything else?
Yep. No,
that's okay. Trustee Gebhardt?
Yeah, I know. I think all of us have been down there as well as Paul. This time of year, we have the annual Ohio Township Association Conference, Winter Conference, where all the townships come together, 1,308, I believe, in Ohio. And it's always an interesting experience when you're sitting in a room and you have a township, you know, the size of Genoa, you have some that even have more, 50,000 residents, and then you have some that have 3,400 residents. And there's a real diversity in Ohio with the size of townships. And so naturally the issues are going to be different. And it's just very interesting, kind of puts things in perspective, at least for me, as far as, you know, we actually are very fortunate in Genoa Township. We have great staff. We have the financial resources where we can provide staff, provide the services to our residents. And, you know, there's a lot of townships out there that are really struggling. And but then there's also townships out there that are just, you know, it's amazing what they're doing. So I think there's, you know, we've come a long way as a township. We are in a very good position as a township. And I think there are some things out there that we can learn from other townships that have grown and get some new ideas from them as far as how to provide more and additional services for the residents. So it's been a good experience.
Very good. Thank you. I have no comments this evening, so we will move on to the police department.
Good evening. The first item are some change orders for the new police facility, some additions and some deductions, and I would ask Dave King to come up to address any questions you might have on those, and Paul can pitch in. I was on vacation last week when they put this on the agenda, so I'm going to defer to them.
Yeah.
Dave King, Horn King Architects, 6265 Riverside Drive, Dublin. Congratulations on your election, and congratulations on your re-election. So I can answer any questions. I'll just preface it by pointing out that, as the chief just made alluded to, the change order that you have is not based on any issues of the projects, of the project. They are all requests of the department, value-add kinds of items. So there are things that they would like to do. There are five bulletins associated with that. Two of them were actually reductions in cost. So it's a nice little blend there of making some positives, some requests of the department, and moving forward. I will mention, since I'm standing here, that the progress of the project has gone very well, even with some weather issues. In fact, they'd rather have it cold than raining, but they did manage to get the footings in, and as you've seen, the foundation walls are in too. So it's coming along very nicely, even with the weather.
Did you want to make a comment, Mr. Wise? Yes, I just want to make one comment.
The lion's share of this change order would be a upgrading on the facility itself to go from asphalt shingle roof to a much appealing looking and longer lasting metal roof. And the question come up to me outside this meeting says, what, you know, how are you going to fit this into the budget of the police station? And I just want to say that when the funds were made available, I think it was back in July, for the $7 million, they went into an interest-bearing account of the township. And since that point, as of December 31st, the township has realized on this fund $73,750 in interest. And so, based upon that, it's an average of around $14,750 a month in interest. So if you factor out two, three more months of interest, you'll far exceed the value of the metal roof. So with the interest we've gained through the fund, we can afford the change order to a much appealing looking and longer lasting roof.
Very good. And I think the longer lasting is a huge piece that we talked about early on when we said metal roof, shingles, mm-hmm. and we opted for the shingles, but this is an opportunity for us to get the best of both worlds. So,
and in that, if I may, in that regard on costs, we are still within the $7 million project budget.
Yes. Good point.
Gravel. We're deleting gravel.
Yes, because the township was providing it as opposed to the contractor. So there was a savings.
It's a savings.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And in that regard as well, there was definitely, I don't know what the dollar amount is, it's very hard to figure, but there was clearly a positive effect of having the township do a lot of that site prep work that you've seen, as opposed to bidding it out to the contractor.
We're still reimbursing those funds.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I'm doing is, I'm doing a continual log of all costs, all project costs, whether they're hard costs, soft costs, and the contingency fund, and keeping it balanced against the $7 million.
So maintenance will be reimbursed for the cost of the gravel?
Yes. However, that's been done.
Can I make one comment?
Mm-hmm.
It is awesome. We got $73,000 in interest and so forth. But as we look at other change orders, there are 6 months from now, we won't be collecting interest on $7 million. We'll be collecting interest on $4 million. So
true.
It won't be. So we won't always be able to say we offset that. You know, I know I'm stating the obvious. I'm just throwing it out there. I think it's awesome, and we'll continue to make interest on it. I'm not saying we won't, but it won't be at the rate we're making it right now. Obviously,
two plus two
won't always equal four.
I mean, everything else, Dave, seems pretty, I don't want to say insignificant, but I mean, it's all. It all adds up, but, you know, electric service, an outlet for a clock, power circuit for generator, flagpoles, deleting, those are the two, four additional things, so.
Okay. Originally, there was one flagpole, which was being donated.
Right.
And then the request came that, how about we have three, and so we included it.
And as I understand it, the flags will be an American flag, an Ohio flag, and I forget the third.
I'm not sure if it's...
Okay.
Do you know Township Police flag?
Sorry, police?
I'm hearing a lot of options.
No, thank you.
So now we're up to five.
I was going to offer a Horn and King flag, but then I'd have to buy the pole. And
I don't remember the third one, but there is. And it was an appropriate flag, okay, folks?
Is it the police department?
Police department. Well, yeah, that kind of fits in. But I agree with Pat. I like the Buckeye one. All righty. I move to approve the change order number one to Gutnicht Construction in the amount of $119,428 for the Genoa Township Police Facility and authorize Township Administrator Paul Wise to sign the change order on behalf of the board. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
I still had a question. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, well, we were going to go to further discussion, fine.
Sorry, out of order. I just had a question with the reasoning for the three versus one flagpole. Is it a nice to have?
It's a nice to have.
Okay.
It's not a necessity.
Okay.
You just think it'll look nicer and at a presentation of the building.
Okay. The only concern I have is voters voted on a certain sketch, and so we're adding to the cost that they didn't vote on. That's my concern.
The voters voted on $7 million.
Okay.
As long as we're on that $7 million, it doesn't matter if we have five flagpoles. They may have saw a sketch, but that was a rendering that we weren't sure was the actual rendering. And the voters voted on $7 million, not to exceed $7 million.
Okay. So. Not, there's nothing set in stone at that time.
Yeah, the picture wasn't, it's going to look just like this.
Okay.
I just know the voters voted on $7 million, so that's where we leave it.
And I think in the picture you'll see the blue metal roof, which initially we didn't have in this change order. We'll go back to that.
Mr. Myers, question? I have to call a question, please?
Sorry. Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes. Motion carries.
There was an item related to this that was supposed to get on the agenda, and for some reason it didn't get on there, but I'd like to have Deputy Chief Cibali present it anyway. If you want to take action tonight on the resolution, that's fine. Or on the purchase order, that's fine if you want to wait till next month. But he's ready to do it. If you see one of the items on there was the electric service to the wardrobe lockers. He's going to give you a presentation on the purchase order for the lockers for the men's and women's locker room. This is a budgeted item. This is within the budget. And the electric service is so that they can store inside the lockers their walkie chargers, their flashlight chargers, and charge those so they're not laying out unattended. So everything will be secured, but he's going to give you a presentation on the lockers, and if you have any questions, he can answer those. If you want to approve the purchase orders tonight, that would be great. If you want to wait and deliberate further, since we didn't get a chance to get you all the materials, I understand. Go ahead, Russ.
I apologize in advance. We didn't make the agenda with the actual locker proposal. There was some confusion between the change order for the electric on the engineering side to the lockers and the lockers themselves, so... I'll go through this quickly with you. So this is the locker system that we looked at for the new police department. It is on state term pricing, but these lockers are designed to actually hold the items that the officers keep with them daily. So currently we have what you would, I guess, consider a school-type locker system. They're very small. You can't fit boots, bags, vests or anything like that inside these lockers. So unfortunately that leaves us with a web of boots everywhere and bags up on top of lockers and a whole different kind of mess with these items. These lockers provide enough space for them to store both uniforms as well as their bag and boots in the bottom, and it also has a section for them to put their vest in so that it can actually air dry for those days when it gets extremely warm outside for the officers. So it has a nice location for them to actually store their vests as well. The setup of the lockers, the way we have it, is a total of 38 lockers. There's 30 lockers in the men's locker room, which is what you're seeing here. This is the 30 locker setup. And then for the women's locker room, we have 8 lockers that go in there. So that's a layout of what the locker system will look like. The price for the lockers $63,288.99. That is for 38 lockers. These are very, very high quality lockers, and as I said, they hold all the items we can't currently hold, and it also gives us some space in the future for growth for more female or male officers. Should we hire any additional, we have some extra locker space for those folks that have lockers as well. So I'll entertain any questions you guys might have about the locker system.
How How many employees do you have that are going to be using the lockers now, and how many extras will you have?
We have, currently there'll be 30. When we hire an additional person, we'll have 31 folks that use the lockers, so we'll have 7 additional locker spaces.
Total.
Correct.
2 points I'd make. Again, you'd be surprised how much gear each officer carries. Usually, to equip their cruiser, it takes them at least two trips to carry everything out. They change in there. They do not typically, most officers do not come and go from the department in uniform. They'll come in and change. They've got a lot of gear. And with the current setup, I mean, it's just scattered everywhere. It looks terrible in the locker room. It's a good feature for them. It gives them the opportunity to have all their things secured. And these lockers will last forever. So this is a one-time purchase. I mean, these are going to last forever.
So if you could clarify for me, and you may have said it, but I think I need to hear it again. These are the lockers that you would like to have. They are not the lockers that were originally planned to be in here. So what exactly are you asking us for? Because I'm seeing $63,000 here, mm-hmm. yet we're talking about it's not a change order.
No, this is a purchase order for it.
Okay.
Is what we're asking for. The electric service was the change order to add the electric to it. So these are the lockers we've been looking at from the beginning.
Yes, there's been no change. We've always looked at lockers that are.
So we're just asking for approval of a purchase order to. Do you have the company there, Russ? The information.
Yeah, it's Patterson Pope. So we're requesting a purchase order to for $63,000 $63,288.99 to Patterson Pope for the purchase of the locker system.
Okay, and this is in the price of the police station.
This is in the budget. Yes.
Okay. I think that's where I kind of was a little.
This was a budget item, yes.
One of those soft costs. It's
yeah, this comes out of our capital.
This will come out of the police capital fund, not the $7 million.
Okay. All right. Did you have questions?
No.
Okay. At this time, then, I will move to approve a purchase order to Patterson Pope for lockers in the amount of $63,288.99 for the new police station facility. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Vaughn.
Yes.
Goodman.
Yes. Motion carries.
One last item I have, and this, again, I apologize. This was not on the agenda, but I just got this today, and I'd hate to wait another month. It's a request for the educational supplement for Sergeant James Denman, who just obtained his Master of Science degree in Homeland Security. And as you know, by the contract, they're allowed for a master's degree. They get an additional supplement of $1.25 an hour increase for a master's degree upon approval of the trustees. And I didn't want to wait another month to deny them for a month's pay because by contract, it takes effect the pay period after you approve it. So that would be February 9th. so I would request you entertain that tonight to give him that additional month's pay. He has sent all the materials required to Linda, the transcripts and the copy of the diploma, so she has that. I would add, I'm very proud of Sergeant Denman for getting a master's degree. He's now one of several of us that have a master's degree. I have a master's degree. Lieutenant McMillan just received his master's degree last year, and Deputy Chief Jabali has a couple courses left, right, for his master's degree. So I'm proud of the fact that these folks are doing the continuing education. I think it improves the quality of the police department when you have folks with the higher education. So I would ask for approval for the educational supplement of $1.25 an hour for Sergeant James Denman, effective February 9th.
All right. Thank you. I will move to approve the educational supplement for Sergeant James Denman per the contract at $1.25 per hour. Subject to the approval or the receipt of documents certifying the receipt of his master's degree.
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Gebhardt. Any discussion? Mr. Myers?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Bond?
Yes.
Yes, motion carries.
Thank you.
Congratulations to Sergeant Denman.
Yes, thank you for your patience with that. I appreciate you doing that on short notice. That's all I have, unless there's any questions for me.
Okay, I think, did we have a payout here? We have to pay somebody for police station stuff. Okay. To Gutnick Construction?
Okay. Is that on the administration?
How about I read it and we'll just all go for it. I move to approve and authorize the release of pay application number one to Gutnick Construction in the amount of $530,220 for the Genoa Township Police Facility. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Ms. Vaughn seconded. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes, motion carries. Okay.
All right,
you.
Thank you.
All right, administration.
Good evening. First off, I've got some good news for the board. I don't have written documentation yet, but I would like to just let the board know that I received a call from the Delaware County Engineer's Office, and they said, which we weren't expected this year, but we have been granted our OPWC grant money this year, and kind of caught Bob and I off guard a little bit, because the township does have a match in that grant, and when he set up the paving fund this year, we didn't account for the close to $33,000 in our local match. But what happened was, after the last meeting, when the board appointed Jim Barna to the grant manager position, he personally knows a lot of the OPWC board at the local level, at the district level out in Licking County, and pushed our application through a year ahead of time to be granted. So the township will be granted this year. It's a project to pave Highland Lakes Avenue from State Route 3 all the way down to Worthington Road. So it's currently, I'm trying to find a mileage on that. Bob, do you know the mileage? I found it. 1.69 miles of road. So the grant will be for $375,624. And Delaware County agreed to match and contribute to that for $98,982. If you recall, 50 grand of that was money that they decided that initially that they owed the township for granting the drainage easement at State Route 3 and Old 3 and Mount Royal, and then they agreed to give us extra money also in addition. So close to $100,000 contribution from Delaware County Engineer and $375,624 from OPWC. So we're very happy to get this awarded this year, and we'll more news later when we have to accept this legislatively.
That's excellent news. Please thank Mr. Barna for his work on that. Anytime we can get a road completed at minimal cost to us, it's a benefit, and certainly moving that up a year is in line with our maintaining roads to the highest capability. So thank you.
You're welcome. We're basically getting over $500,000 in improvement for about $33,000. So I'm tickled.
Well, what's our timeline on that? What would you expect? Repaving.
The OPWC can't start until after July 1st, so it'll be sometime July or August before they come in to do their work. Okay. We'll have to do some prep work ourselves because some inlets are falling in that need to be replaced and that kind of stuff, but OPWC won't be until after July 1st.
Being that that's good cut through Worthington to 3. Are we going to be working with the county on an alternative traffic flow and notifying? I mean, obviously, we're going to want to get the word out that that's going to be happening, even though it's probably not until late summer, early fall. But that could be a real challenge moving traffic through there. Yeah. I don't know what their plan is. I'm sure they'll come up with one.
I don't know their plan either, but we can get with the county on that.
I have concerns as well because I think they're going to be working on Africa and Worthington and shutting down that intersection. So to have two of those roads closed at the same time is not going to be good.
Luckily, the roads, I think it's 34 feet wide, so traffic can actually be maintained through it because none of the pavers are wide enough to do the whole thing at once. So I think they'll provide flaggers in the area that they're paving and try to keep things flowing, especially with buses and morning and afternoon commutes. So next up on the agenda, we've received a few resignations. First off was from our trustee. Since she has been appointed township trustee, she can no longer sit as a resident on the Fire EMS Rescue Committee. So we thank her for her service as a trustee, but we'll accept her resignation as the committee member. And secondly, we also received notice from Sean Preby that he was asking to jump off the Audit Advisory Committee, and also Patrick Hickman has resigned from the Citizens Police Advisory Committee. So I ask the board accept all resignations.
I move to accept the following resignations: Renee Vaughn from the Fire EMS Rescue Advisory Committee, Sean Preby from the Audit Advisory Committee, and Patrick Hickman from the Citizens Police Advisory Committee. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Any discussion?
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes. Motion carries.
Great. Thank you. Next up, I had a visit from our trustee Gebhardt last month, and he says, okay, new year, what are we going to do? And I said, well, let's have some goals. We'll put some goals together because there's a bunch of capital improvements and a lot of worthwhile positive changes that we're expecting this year with the township, with a lot of infrastructure and enhancements and other areas too that we were planning to address in the coming year, and some of those were levy related. So I took it upon myself to create an initial list here for the board of 2020 township goals and put the corresponding department head related to those goals along with an estimated date of completion of those goals. So does the board have any comments or additions, subtractions from the list, or anything you'd like to mention?
First, thank you, Trustee Gebhardt, for bringing this up. I think it's important that we know where we stand, and this is an opportunity for us to kind of see what's on our plate and make sure that we manage everything wisely. And attaching dates to these will help us stay on track and be planful. So I read through these. I think that it's a very good list, and I appreciate your putting this together. Any other comments?
Yep. Paul, we kind of work through this every year, and some of them are going to be more appropriate than others, but we have a date on there. What I would like to see, and I'd be happy to work with you or whomever, for instance, the police levy. We have the police and fire levy up this year. So what I would like to be able to do is take that particular issue, that activity, and let's lay that out on a linear timeline itself, because there's going to be components within that goal that have to be met. And I think in the past where we've run into some snags has been, we got to take action tonight on something that we just really didn't know about. And so I think the more that we can narrow this down, use the term bite size, to where, we're not looking at April 20th. Yeah, that's April 20th, but there's a lot of steps in between there that we need to make sure get covered and get taken care of. So I would suggest the next step now in this would be to take each of these and do that linear timeline again. Who's responsible? What's the outcome that we're going to be looking for in that, so that We all have an understanding of it, and there's no, you know, there's no surprises.
Sure. That's the goal. You have time to sit down next week. We can go through that.
Yeah, and I mean, the other trustees, I think, need to have some input into that as well. But just to get it moving, or maybe pick out, maybe we can all pick out a couple of these and, you know, work with you on those, or whatever, work with the departments on those. But that's then ultimately what we would have is we would have our playbook for 2020, and we would have the strategic plan for the township. But within there, we have plans for each of those activities, and just management by objective.
I actually spoke with Paul about this because some of this stuff is self-explanatory, but some isn't. So we reviewed it together, and I don't have anything to add to it, being the new person. But I asked Paul if he had included any of your goals from last year, and he said he hadn't. So if there's anything that you had last year that you would like to add, I'm interested in what you have to offer. And I like your idea, Carl, because I've sat in some of these meetings and you're rushing at the last minute and you would like to review or revise or spend more time, and you don't have it. So I'm all for being ahead of the game.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I look at a lot of these and they're not, I don't want to say they're not blue sky, but they're not. I mean, these are functional, operational necessities that really need to take place.
Yes.
You know, probably the only one on there that isn't of that nature would be maybe expanding the no-mow areas, and we've talked about continuing to do that over the years. It's not that we would have to, but one of these days we are going to be doing that. And I think we had a goal of 10% a year or something, if I remember from past discussions. So I think there it would be good to maybe have some of those blue sky kind of goals out there that, you know, kind of looking down the road, something that's not operational. But when you look here, and even if you include the no-mow area, which I think is still very important, you've got 22 things that this township has to get done this year, and they're major.
This is the game plan. This is what I feel is my goal, is to try to complete this list this year.
Yeah. So it's a great start. Appreciate you doing it.
Sure.
But here we are in February, and, you know, got to keep it moving.
I mean, you can take the audit off there. It's not really a goal. That's going to happen.
But there are things that have to be done in preparation for the goal, for the audit.
That's true.
So that's why I think any of those kind of activities,
right,
we need to be laying those out.
When I think it's important, too, where there are things, Carl, you mentioned the no-mow areas, and that's in our parks for the most part. Parks is working on a strategic planning document, and within that are things that go beyond the no-mow area. So I think it's important to touch base with any committees or resident groups that might have impact on this to make sure that we're accounting for their thought processes also. And I do like the idea of a timeline. I think that we've been snagged by that a couple times in the past, and it's not a good thing.
And I know we did the 5-year fiscal plan for roads and bridges maintenance. And I know the plan is to do a plan for police and fire and probably administration. So I guess the obvious question is, where are we in that process? And that probably should be added to this list if it's not. We've talked about it, but I think unless it's down on paper and unless we assign someone to it and get some dates there, it may or may not happen. So that would be one I would add, are the fiscal plans, 5-year projection plans for each of those departments.
Okay. All right.
Good start.
Good. Next on my agenda is I received notice from the Ohio Department of Taxation that our township police station site is now 100% tax exempt. They have determined through our documentation that since the property we appealed with the school board, with the Olentangy Schools, since we removed the existing structures on the site and have filed the appropriate paperwork with the state, that we are now 100% exempt on that site. So this will save the township about $26,000, $27,000 a year.
Good.
Very good.
It's good news.
I know you did some legwork on this earlier last year, and we appreciate your efforts. That's a significant saving.
You're welcome. And the last item was to schedule a special meeting for the purposes of discussing applicants for the upcoming board committee and commission seats, and I'd like the board to check their schedules.
And just so the board recalls, since we do not have a second meeting in the month, we have held the third Thursday evening, if that works, or if something some other time during the day works better. We're open. It will be a special meeting, an executive session.
So our timeline on that, our timelines is we want to get these people in place by
April 1st.
So we have a little bit of time, but okay.
But I would encourage us to consider getting this done sooner rather than later, so that we can make the appointments perhaps at the March meeting even, and let people be aware that they're going to be on a committee so they can set those times aside.
I mean, I'm fine with the 20th.
Okay.
If that would work for
20th of,
of February.
February 20th.
Which would have been our normal
6:30
meeting.
6:30 p.m.
Yep. That's good with me.
Does that work?
Yep.
Yep.
Works for me. Good reason to have set those aside.
Okay. I'll post a special meeting notice for that night. And Leslie has done a nice job assembling the applicants in a folder. And
thank you, Leslie. And, that was a lot of work.
It's like chasing cats around trying to figure those committee, and everybody wants on this committee and someone on different. So thank you for that. That's all I have.
Okay. Madam Chair, one other item, and I did talk to Paul about this. I don't know, maybe it was just yesterday or today. I've lost track of time. But we've had a couple situations in the township where, you know, in the county, we're very appreciative of the work they do and the help they provide us on the roads. But we continue to run into this issue of, you know, we're driving down the road and all of a sudden we notice trees are getting cut for right-of-ways and things like that. And there just isn't the engagement that I think, and I think all of us have thought in the past, the communications. As far as when work's going to start, what the details are, just like we talked here with Highland Lakes, you know, that should be something that, you know, we need to be talking about pretty soon as far as what's our plan for that so we can convey that to the residents. Lee Bodner, who is the administrator over in Orange Township, has now taken a new position with the county engineer's office as kind of an administrative person over there, kind of overseeing the administrative side of that office. We've worked very closely with Lee in the past. Lee has, I don't know what he was over there, 4, 5, 6 years maybe. So he has a good feel for the townships and township issues and coordination. I would encourage, in fact, I would ask that Paul set up a meeting with Lee and maybe Chris or Rob Riley or someone over there and put that on as an agenda item, a to-do list for Lee to kind of put together a plan for how the communications between the county and the townships on road projects can be improved. There's still going to be stuff falling through the cracks, I'm sure, but look, road projects aren't something we decide we're going to do next week. These things are thought out well in advance, and there's absolutely no reason why the townships should be blindsided on these things as well as our residents. And so I know we had some concerns being expressed about the work down there at Africa and Worthington Road, and I drove down there the other day, and I was kind of wondering what was going on, and I remembered hearing about this at some point in time, but it was a while ago. And so anyhow.
I'll set up a meeting.
Set up a meeting
with
Lee.
I'll try to coordinate schedules with you, and also Leslie would be a good person.
That'd be fine.
Being that she communicates out to our residents what's happening on the county level.
Right.
So.
And we don't want to tick off the county because we want them to continue to be very helpful and beneficial to us, but I don't think that's ticking off anyone. I think, if anything, the county is going to benefit from that as well, because all we do is we turn around and say, hey, man, it's not our project, it's the county, so yell at the county if you're upset. So that way no one gets yelled at as much.
I'll have to make sure that he started his job. 1st.
I think it's February 17th or something.
17th? Okay.
Great. So on the 18th. Nice ball.
Next up is fire department.
Thank you. First item on my list, I would request a motion to accept the resignation of Tim Stump, effective February 3rd, 2020.
I move to accept the resignation of firefighter/paramedic Timothy Stump, effective February 3rd, 2020. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes. Motion carries.
Thank you. Next item, I'd request the motion to appoint board members and pay the $500 assessment fee for the 2020 Volunteer Firefighters Dependent Fund. And on that committee, I would move Connie Goodman as the board chair, Renee Vaughn as trustee and liaison on the fire advisory board, Captain Brady Johnson, Deputy Chief Joe Ponzi, and resident John McHale as a member of the fire advisory board also.
Okay, and you said there was a $500 assessment fee, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. I move to appoint the following to the Volunteer Firefighter Dependence Fund Board for 2020 and to pay the $500 assessment fee. The appointees are Connie Goodman, Chair, Renee Vaughn, Trustee, Brady Johnson, Joe Ponzi, and John McHale. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes. Motion carries.
Thank you. And then last thing I have is a tuition reimbursement request by Anthony Chris per Article 16.1 of the labor agreement. So I'd request a motion to accept his tuition request.
I will move to approve the tuition reimbursement for firefighter/paramedic Anthony Chris for a bachelor's degree of fire and emergency management from Purdue University Global per Article 16, tuition reimbursement of the International Association of Firefighters, Local Number 4307 Union Agreement. Reimbursement will be based upon final grades. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes. Motion carries.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Maintenance.
Thank you. I got one item tonight is to buy five new pickups for the maintenance and parks and buildings and grounds department. They're all on state bid. Four of them are F-250s, and I'll tell you the trucks we're replacing on the equipment schedule. We have pickups every 10 years. We're supposed to get new ones. We're replacing a 2003, a 2007, a 2001, and a 2003. And then the last one is a Jeep Compass. It's replacing a 2012 Chevy Colorado. And they're, like I said, they're all on state bid. We kind of waited, held off buying them because of the money situation. But three of the vehicles are coming out of the street, and two are coming out of general fund. Okay.
I move to approve a purchase order to Middletown Ford in the amount of $119,142. For the purchase of four 2020 Ford F-250 vehicles for buildings and grounds, maintenance, and parks departments. The pricing is per state bid contracts. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. And discussion?
Bob, I'm glad to see this. I saw a couple of our pickups the other day. I mean, I'll tell you, they were ratty-looking trucks.
Yeah. We've held on. Their costs in the township. A lot of money in repair costs, and hopefully this will take care of that.
About 10 years, huh?
So are we trading in those shabby vehicles?
They'll go to auction.
Okay. So we maybe can get something out of them. Okay.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Vaughn.
Yes.
Goodman.
Yes. Motion carries. I move to approve a purchase order to Paul Sherry in the amount of $22,750.50 for a 2020 Jeep Compass Sport for the maintenance department. Pricing per state bid contracts. Is there a second? Seconded by Trustee Gebhardt. Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Goodman.
Yes. Motion carries.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Excuse me. All right. Is there anything else that the board has this evening before we go to announcements?
Just, Bob, real quick. I hate to drag this out, but we've had a lot of rain lately. Are we seeing any improvement in some of those areas where we had drainage problems? Do we still have some that you're thinking we're going to need to deal with?
I think we've got a lot of the problems. We have been working on storm sewer problems the last 2 months because we haven't had any snow.
Right.
But they're small areas. There's nothing big that's coming up. And like I say, we've been able to work on them. So we're getting pretty well caught up on all the storm sewers that we had on the CSR list.
Good. You know, we haven't had any complaints that I've been aware of, but so there must not be any big issues out there. But and I know you've put a lot of work in improving it, so thanks. It's paying off. That's it.
Okay. Announcements. February 10th is a Zoning Commission meeting. February 17th, President's Day, offices will be closed. February 20th, Communications Advisory Committee. February 25th, Board of Zoning Appeals. March 4th, Parks Advisory Committee. And the next trustee meeting is March 5th, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. At this time, I move to adjourn to executive session at 7:36 p.m. to consider the employment, promotion, and compensation of a public employee. Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Gebhardt seconded. Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes. We are now in executive session at 7:37. Thank you. I move to return from executive session to the regular trustee meeting at 8:47 p.m. Is there a second?
Second.
We'll get that one to Trustee Gebhardt.
Yep.
All right.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes. There is no more business to come before the board coming out of executive session. With that, I move to adjourn this meeting at 8:47 p.m. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Sure.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes. We are now adjourned. Thank you.